Are you a dabbler, a sampler, and I'll try that person? One characteristic of the 99% is that they don't heed Alexander Pope's warning. A little learning is a dangerous thing, drink deep, or taste not the Pierian spring. 1. This behavior even characterizes the 99% of the 1%. Why is being a taster, a dabbler, a person who samples, tries out, but never drinks deep from anything keeps you from joining the 1%? You can have it, as Alexander Pope suggests, about learning. But if you do it in one place, you do it everywhere. How you do anything is how you do everything. So you do it in your relationships. You impregnate a woman, but never become a partner, a father. In the chicken and the pig parallel, you are always the chicken, you only give what costs you little, never give all of yourself. Same at work, same everywhere. The chicken is involved. The pig is committed. You? Chicken, all the way. And your results, your life experience, all show. You are interested. The difference between interested and committed is that if you are committed to something, you will do everything in your power to make something happen, but if you are only interested, you will find excuses when the going gets tough or even beforehand. It is not just a matter of integrity. Integrity, courage, are both missing from today's human, Homo sapiens. I have been watching a few Jim Rohn videos. He went from ordinary human to extraordinary human. The 1% of humanity. Vibration 200. Did he go all the way to human being? The 1% of the 1%? No, he didn't. But even though he is in the 1%, his listeners are all over the place. He teaches the right things, and people nod, people laugh from recognition of themselves, and then what happens? A big fat nothing. 99%ers won't do anything with what they learned. Except quote him. The biggest enemy of real transformation is the knowledgeable student. Who knows everything but produces nothing or next to nothing. It is impossible to predict which one of the 1% will be also part of the 1% of the 1%, who makes it through the gate, and becomes a human being. What do you need to become an achiever? There are no rules, but here are some of my observations. 1. I came from deeper than most anyone I know. My vibration was 35 when I embarked on this work of transformation. The lowest I have ever measured in the starting point measurements was 100. So 35 means I was as close to dead as it comes. A walking, talking dead person. This was back in 1985. 35 vibration. In 2007, 22 years later, my vibration was 175. In 2009, I suddenly increased my vibration to 400. Due to the energy I now use daily and rebroadcast to my customers in the big bundle. Today my vibration is much higher than that. So I say, the more desperate you are, the more energy you need to go from 0 to 1. And the higher you can go. So the second biggest enemy of transformation is comfort. Good enough. There were thousands present during those energy transmissions. Two of them, friends of mine. I know another person who was part of the 1%, her and me. Two people. She is also an energy master. The energy really did one thing and one thing only. For a brief moment it woke up consciousness, it connected you to your consciousness. A dabbler, an interested person, a 99%er, maybe, experiences the moment, tells everyone about it. But doesn't stick with it. Doesn't do everything in their power to open up that connection again. To keep consciousness awake and aware. So it can start assuming leadership, ownership, provide guidance, heal, take you all the way to human being. I have checked. The kind of people that flock to gurus who do energy healing / energy transmissions believe that a few minutes worth of divine intervention will change their health, mindset, their life. Reality is not like that. You need sustained exposure to the energy, and your system needs to catch up. A normal human cannot go from zero to hero, from 0 to 100 miles an hour. Neither physically nor spiritually. If you look at my chart, the first 140 points of vibration took me 22 years, 40 hours a week. And total and unwavering commitment to myself. Of course I wasn't using the big bundle at the time, it didn't exist. I didn't have my predatory genes adjusted. That didn't exist at the time either. I sat in classrooms, did workshops that included descending on the vertical rappel, and practiced. This is the third principle. As long as I followed Jim Rohn's warning, work harder on yourself than on your job, money, results, others, teaching, programs, etc., I was growing. I was raising my vibration. When I forgot that principle, my vibration dropped sharply. My vibration, my health, and often all the things I was working on, money, results, etc. Same is true now in my health crusade. Unless I put more energy in working on myself than on anything else, my health will go away. Bummer, eh? I have been putting in 10 to 16 hours of big bundle in a day for 11 weeks. My biological age is 30, my calendar age is 72, my brain is functioning at 60%, up from 10%, my heart functions at 50%, it functioned less than 10% when I started. And that is just my health. I have seen results in my attitude. I am a lot less forceful, a lot less eager beaver, a lot less giving into fear. Lighter. In everything. Muscle test says, I am a human being. A month ago I wasn't. Yet. Something about having a regular conversation where I need to face my demons, in the playground's partner calls I have weekly with a student. Fourth principle. Yeah, a real teacher doesn't stop being a student. How many do you know that do that? I don't know any. Or if they are a student, they are not a student of their own course. They are the student of a higher guru. Your first step will be to see if you can go from being a 99%er to a 1%er, if you can make a commitment to yourself and to your growth. Not your money. Not your job. Not your body. Not your health. Not your career. Not your business. Not your family. Yourself. It is a big mindset shift. At the moment only one person in my classes is there. The rest is either contemplating, or haven't even contemplated shifting their commitment to themselves. And that is the nature of this kind of work. This afternoon, and then another 2 to 3 times I'll do a workshop to facilitate this shift for people who own the big bundle energy. I will also have the big bundle playing audibly in the webinar. So the people's consciousness will get the wake up and stay awake signal, for the whole duration of the workshop. 3 hours or so. Probably longer. If you can't stay for the whole webinar, you are not welcome. If you don't have the big bundle, buy it now. If you have the big bundle but haven't gotten your registration link, please email me at sophie@yourvibration.com. Not Sophie. Pay attention. Okay. Here is the link to buy the big bundle. Go to buy the big bundle that awakens consciousness https://www.yourvibration.com/bigbundle.